KI4 DOS, KI4 GOD. Hey, during the net, I tried using one of my HTs to see if the signal was any different, and it was exactly the same as the antenna that I have mounted on the side of my house, so there must be some kind of interference that's happening between where I'm at and where the repeater is.
I don't know what that might be unless you've got some high-power lines that are close by that are arcing over, maybe a transformer out there on a power pole that's having some problems or something like that. I don't know, John.
Wouldn't be too surprised about that. I live, my house is a corner house, corner lot, right next to a semi-major road, and there are power poles along that road there. So I was kind of wondering if I was picking up some kind of electrical interference, but I don't even know how about getting them to come out and check their stuff to fix that.
Way that you can tell real quickly if you've got an AM transistor radio or if you're HT, we'll do AM and FM, put it on an FM station, not an FM, an AM station, and just walk down the street around the power poles or drive down the road, whatever you want to do. And if you got a transformer or something of that nature that's leaking or you got a little arc over or something of that nature, that HT will get really, really, really noisy. Or the transistor radio, either one, it'll pick up that noise really quick. And then all you have to do is pick up your phone and call the power company and say, look, you've got a power problem down here. It's on this pole and on this road. And they ask you how you found it. Just tell them, look, I'm a ham radio operator, and I located your problem for you. Now you come fix it.
I'm sure they would love that. I might have to try doing that. Probably be a week or two before I can get around to doing that. We're leaving tomorrow to go to Charlotte. My wife's in the Air Force Reserves, and she's got a super UTA weekend, so we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're leaving tomorrow night, so I'll probably either be doing early check-ins or checking in via Echolink here while I'm out there.
Check in with us whether you use the pre-nets or the Echo Link. Either way, you know you'll be missed, but I hope y'all have a safe trip with her in the Air Force Reserve. I know that she's looking forward to it. Right. I know how it was when they tried to put me in the reserves, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just let y'all have it. So, but anyway, y'all have a safe trip up there and safe trip back. And enjoy yourself while you're gone. That's the main thing.
Yeah, this will be the second time we've done it since we've moved up here. And it's always interesting because we've got a 19-month-old and a 9-year-old in tow with us that goes that I get to entertain all day while she's on duty. And it's interesting with all of us in one hotel room.
Whatsoever, to be honest with you. I love little people, don't get me wrong. A lot of people laugh at me because I call them little people instead of children. I don't call them kids because they're not goats. A kid is a baby goat. And so I call them children or little people. And little people are just amazing. They don't tell you any lies. They tell you the way it is. And that's the name of that tune, but taking care of to that age in a hotel room, I don't know. We'd have to go out to the shopping mall or something. We'd go find some place to entertain the children.
Yeah, it's not that bad during the day because, the hotel has a pool or we go to a park and, we find stuff to do, but it's bedtime when the 19-month-old and my wife both have to be asleep, and my 9-year-old is not used to being told it's lights out, so he gets all flustered about that. But it's worth it. She's well over halfway into retirement, so probably 6 more years of it, and we should be good.
You'll get to retirement eventually, at least I hope you do. And when you get there, you'll wonder how in the world you had time to go to work. I know I do quite frequently, because I do have a lot of little projects going on. I had a concrete slab out in the back that there was one little spot on one side of it was washing out, and I built a retaining wall, me and a friend of mine from Statesville, North Carolina. He's a brickmason by trade, and he came down and I helped him lay the block. I say lay the block. I did the grunt work. I mixed the mortar and I mixed the concrete and laid the block out where all he had to do was pick them up and put a little mud on them and stick them in place. But he would let me take his trowel out of his hand to do stuff like that. But anyway, I stay busy, I'll put it that way. I know you'll enjoy it when everybody's retired and y'all can kick back and enjoy yourself. As far as the 19-month-old goes, the best advice that was given to me was given to me years and years ago when my first child was born. I had an adopted grandparent, my baby's grandparent. He was like a godfather to Joy and I. We were out in California, and he said, him and his wife said, "Now, y'all don't put your schedule around the child's. The child does not need to be on a schedule. If it's sleepy, it'll go to sleep. If it's hungry, it'll wake up, it'll cry, and it'll let you know. If it's wet or something of that nature, it'll let you know. So don't say you got to go home and put the child to bed, because if they're sleepy, they will go to sleep." So we raised both of our boys that way, and it seemed to work out real well.
4DOS, KI4GOD. I lost you there. Somehow I turned Siri on my phone, and then it said that the repeater I had access denied. I had to log out and log back in.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. I don't know what you heard me say, but I was just telling you when Joy and I were, when I was in the Navy, we moved to California, and we had some adoptive parents out there that adopted us and gave us some real good advice about children.
You love them as much as you can until they turn 18, then kick them out?
That part, but no, they said that not to form our schedule around the children, as you know, make the children conform to our routine. They said if the child was sleepy, it would go to sleep, and if it was hungry, it'd let us know, and you can always feed an infant or, you know, a small baby on anywhere. Pull a bottle out, stick it in their mouth, and let them go. Now, when they get a little bit older, you have a little bit more trouble. But they said, you know, not to put your baby on a schedule where you put it down each night at the same time and for it to go to bed and all this. They said that comes later. But, it's, you know, when they're little, you know, when they're still infants, that if they're sleepy, they'll go to sleep anywhere. Doesn't matter where you are or how much noise is going on or whatnot. They'll go to sleep and they'll let you know if they're hungry or need changing or something of that nature.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of routine, so both of them are actually pretty good with it. For the most part, the same thing every night with the baby. The schedules fluctuate a little bit that way, just depending on naps during the day and everything. But with the older one, it's pretty rigid. Same thing every night, doesn't matter, unless we're out past that time. But other than that, if we're home, the schedule doesn't change. He knows what to expect and what's expected. So we're working on that with the younger one, but he's not quite there yet. He's only 19 months. Can't expect too much that way. But he's got no problems going into that kitchen cabinet and pulling food out and helping himself, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, little people are made to get into stuff. All it is curiosity. But you do have to watch him. You don't want him to get hurt.
You got to keep three eyes on that one. He is definitely full boy. He's tumbling off of everything, bouncing into everything, and banging on whatever he can.
Little people are put here to test our patience.
Yeah, he's actually not that bad for my patience. It's the 9-year-old and all the questions that gets me.
Complacent with that, because it does get worse. You know, as they get older, they think they have an opinion, and everybody's entitled to it.
Oh, he's definitely already there. He lets you know, and he will debate something with you, even if he is dead wrong. He will stick with it no matter what, and it's just, it can be a bit ridiculous sometimes, but he's a really good kid. He's extremely book smart and loves to read. If you can't find him, he's probably sitting out back on the swing reading a book. Barely swinging, but he's reading that book.
Well, we won't hold reading against him. That's always a good thing. And as long as they're doing that, they're not getting in any mischief. My baby boy, and I don't call him a baby often. My youngest child is 46. So, he's not a baby anymore, has a family of his own, and he'll tell you right quick. But, I did tell him one day, I said, you don't want me to put you over my knee. He said, Daddy, I don't believe you could do it anymore. I said, if I told you to bend over and grab your ankles, you would, wouldn't you? And he said, yes, sir. He said, because you told me to respect my elders. And he said, and if I don't, you won't give me a whipping. And I said, that's exactly what I'd be doing.
Yeah, thankfully I haven't had to do that in quite a while with him. It's never fun, even as a parent. It's, you know, that old saying, this hurts me more than it hurts you. Now I understand that when my dad used to say that to me. Because it was something that I do not want to do. I do not look forward to having to do that. And it does hurt. Maybe not physically, but it's just not something you want to have to do. You prefer they just listen and do the right thing.
You're saying completely, and it does hurt when you have to do it. But if we don't discipline them, when they're children, they think they got a mind of their own and a will of their own. They're going to do what they want to. But if we do the best we can bringing them up, they're going to continue on that path. They're not going to stray from it too far. They may go off a little bit in one direction or the other. But sooner or later, they'll come back to the way that they were raised. Or at least that's been my experience so far.
Yeah, I'm realizing more and more as the day goes on that I was not appreciative enough of what my father did for me. And I'm starting to see that now as I'm a father myself and going through the stuff. And I made it a point not too long ago to reach out to him and let him know that, because I just felt it was the right thing to do.
Your dad knew that one day that you would come to that conclusion, and he was waiting on it. I know I was. My boys came to me and told me the same thing. Dad, I understand what you were telling me now. And I said, well, it's not that I know it all, it's just that I've been through it, and I wanted to try to keep you from having to go through some of the hard knocks that I'd already gone through. And so they understood that, and they really appreciated it at a later fashion. Of course, as old as I am, my mom and dad are both gone, and my wife's mom and dad are both gone, and we miss them all four terribly. I had just super in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law both treated me like one of their sons, and I always got along good with them, and my parents treated my wife the same way as a daughter. So they got along, and once they're gone, you don't have them to call and say, hey, how you doing today? There's a big empty spot there, so enjoy them while you got them.
Yeah, I gotta say, for him losing his father when he was 5 years old, he did a pretty good job of being a father himself without having the example.
KI4DLS with KI4G It really is. And I'm sorry that he lost his dad when he was so young and didn't get to enjoy him through his life. And I'm sure that did leave a big empty spot where he's concerned.
Did, he'd never show it or let you know. That's just kind of how it was. You don't show emotions, you suck it up, and you do what you have to, and you move on. That's something I'm learning, that I don't have to be that way, that I can express that stuff to my kids and let them know that it's okay as a man to feel emotions and process them correctly instead of just bottling things up.
Especially if you didn't have somebody to teach it to you. But it sounds to me like you've learned that the way lesson pretty well. And I'm sure those children of yours will grow up and be able to express that to their spouses and children when they get that age.
Well, you know, I had to go through my fair share of life not knowing that, and getting to the point where I was like a beer can and a paint mixer, and then everything just finally exploded and was like, something's got to change. And things started to turn around a little bit when I did that. I fell back into church and got into Celebrate Recovery. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it helped with processing some of the things that I had been through and being able to discuss them and feel but not let them overpower. So making those changes had a big impact, and things have gotten a lot better since I've let go and let somebody else deal with everything.
I like you getting it all put together there, John. It does take some time, and it does take a lot of guidance. And we're very fortunate that we've got so many places we can go for help, and people are willing to help us with stuff like that.
That is very true. There's a lot more of that available these days. And speaking of help, I should probably hop off of here and go inside and help my wife get the homeschool lesson plans ready for tomorrow. It's been a pleasure as always, sir. I'll say 73s to you. Hope you have a good evening. KI4GOD, clear on your final.
Get those lessons planned out. I don't blame you for doing the homeschooling. A lot of folks, I had a goddaughter that did both her boys that way. It turned out to be very nice young men. One of them's in college now and doing very well, so it pays off. But go in there and help that sweet bride of yours and get those lessons planned for tomorrow. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, John. We'll do it again, I hope. 73 there, young man. KI4GOD, KI4DOS.
Close out the next ray in 4 NLR.
At any time. You made number 56.
That's 15. Okay, well, I just got in a little bit late and thought to click the radio and see if you still had anything going on. I will go and log me in and out, and good evening again. Hope you have a good evening.
N4 NLR. Hey, Ken, we got you down. We'll change our net report here in just a minute or two. 73 there, young man. N4 NLR. KI4 DOS.